starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it was a regular day on the stock market with regards to my stocks portfolio. It lost about $45 in value, as my company's stocks have lost about 2.53%, while others did quite well. Now, getting very close to that $60,000 threshold, only a couple of hundred more dollars and we will get there. I am currently looking at actually bank stocks for my future investment, and I'm studying particularly two banks at the moment, JP Morgan Chase as well as Goldman Sachs. Once I have more information and formed an opinion about them, I will certainly let you know. So we understand that there may be much better stocks out there, but one thing is certain in my opinion is that they will continue to do well in the long term, and they still pay very good dividends, and there will be little chance that you lose it all through buying those stocks. So that is always somewhat quite of a safe investment there. So I will, however, keep my cash, as I said, this month, and look at another investment probably next month, should I find the prices to be fair enough for one of these two banks or both of these two banks. Now, there is a crucial aspect I wanted to spend some time on while on that journey to financial freedom. And I believe it's Tony Robbins who said something very true along the lines of, you cannot earn your way to financial freedom. You need to create other sources of income for yourself. So once you have started your first investments, I believe it will be time to engage probably in new ventures on the side that will place you outside your comfort zone and maybe start something you never thought you would be doing. As an example, I'm certainly not a professional podcaster or producer, yet I decided to share my journey in this way for the moment. I have no expectations on what this new venture could bring, but I take it as a first step into a world of opportunities, probably. And I know for a fact that even if it will not take off, I will not regret doing it. So it is, in fact, a win-win. And once it matures, who knows, it could become interesting enough to generate some income in the long term. So along your way, you will receive multiple feedback on your new ventures, usually negative or average, usually aimed at giving you a reality check from the get, discouraging you probably to continue. However, you must believe in your capabilities, I think, and ensure that your product, service, show, t-shirt company, I don't know, whatever, keeps actually evolving. Try and get better at it, learn the craft. So I am a firm believer that every human being has tremendous potential, and you just need to try things, especially if you're in your 20s, as you're blessed with an unbelievable amount of time in front of you. The older you get and more targeted your choices of venture should be, given you have slightly less of that time leverage at your disposal. Now, do not listen to outside voices along your journey, and there will be many of them telling you to stop. If you fail, it will not be because someone told you so. It will be because you have not been good enough, or that the market has simply not adopted your product. Now, if you fail once, start over again. Again, patience, perseverance, passion, dedication, hard work are the only truth behind success, and they all come from you. I was told yesterday that my podcast was very average. Well, it is undoubtedly my fault, and I will have to make it better if I have any hope of it bringing serious value to young investors in the future. Simple. What I'm tremendously grateful for is that I have started this podcast 14 days ago, and I have made better decisions already on my own journey than I had never picked up before. And certainly I've made better decisions now than if I never picked up my headset to do this podcast. So the main takeaway here is that whether it is in building wealth from scratch or getting into a new venture, it is a lot of fun trying to get rich, believe me. And I believe once we have reached a consequent financial goal, doubling it may not make you happy, but the journey to get there is already very exciting. So I trust you have found value in that episode and that I will hear from you. Hit the subscribe button on the podcast, and I wish you all a very beautiful day ahead.